Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff that will help you there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. By the way, it's Paul Marciano, our guest this half hour, mentioned a minute ago, there's a blog post there called No Problem is a Problem. And so I hope you'll check that out right there on the front of the blog. And other stuff there, archives, articles, the Brain Trust members. And don't forget to take our poll question. And this week's poll question is, I think you'll like it, and we'd like to know what you think. So check it out there on the homepage. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. We're having a great visit with our good friend, our new friend, Dr. Paul Marciano, the author of Carrots and Sticks Don't Work, Build a Culture of Employee Engagement with the Principle of Respect. Now, Paul, the website again, paulmarciano.com?
Yes, sir, and you can find the book. Literally, Jim, all over the world. So any brick-and-mortar stores and all your major outlets online.
It's a McGraw-Hill book, and we know those guys. So thank you for the book, Paul. Good job. And when we went to the break, I was asking you this loaded question. I said, do you think Americans have become a nation of self-absorbed, self-referential, all-about-me narcissists? What do you think?
Well, you know, I don't want to group all of us into that, but I certainly think that For the most part, especially that you just mentioned the X and Y generation, it really has been about me, and this idea of immediate gratification. You know, we live in a video game world, right?
24/7 reality. 24/7 news cycle, cable world, right?
Yeah, and I mean, and one of the things I'm sure you've come across, which is you know, almost hysterical, is where a new employee will come into a job for 6 months or a year, and they'll say, well, you know, I've put my time in, it's time to move up.
Right.
Where am I going? Versus, you know, our parents or grandparents who might have put in 10 years or 20 years before it was their turn to move up.
But when you tell stories like that, Paul, younger generations, they don't, you know, they act, and maybe they're right. They think, you know, what? That's ancient history. This is the 21st century. So, give us some ideas how, as managers of these younger generations, especially, how can we give us the best way of using what you call the respect model?
Okay, thank you. And Jim, the respect is a concept, and it's also an acronym. And within that, one of the E's stands for setting clear expectations with your employees. Let me say, I really wrote this book for the small business owner, because whether you're, you know, a dry cleaner or making pizzas or a printer, whatever you are, that's what you do well, typically. But what you struggle in, what the challenge is in managing your people. And to grow your business, you have to be able to manage your people. You have to be able to grow and develop them. And again, the smaller your organization, the more important it is that everybody who's on board is really rowing hard in the same direction. And so one of the very first things I say is when you're hiring somebody new, especially in this environment where we can have lots of well-qualified applicants, we want to make sure that they agree with our culture, you know, the philosophy of who you are as a business and as a business owner. And that's really a place to start, and then setting really clear expectations with them.
I have a theory that I'd like to run by you, Paul. If you're employing young people, younger people, people younger than you, and you're having respect issues, you maybe the first place to look is not them but you. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I mean absolutely, Jim. I mean
maybe you're the one. Maybe you're not respectable.
It's really excellent
behavior.
And one of the things that I talk about in the book is, you know, the importance of making sure you're that kind of a leader. Because I dealt with somebody last week in a small business, Jim, where the employer came to me and we have a supervisor who's yelling and screaming at his employees and saying, you need to respect me. And, of course, that behavior is exactly what earns that person disrespect.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it starts at the top. And one of the things that I did, I have a small company, Color Me Company, and we raise money for children's charities. And one of the things that I have written out there is what are the values, what are the principles, what are the guidelines, what are the team member rules of this organization? And anybody who comes on board, that's the way we operate here. That's the way we treat each other. And I expect you as an employee to hold me accountable to that.
So you actually have a little track to run on once you bring someone on board, what you expect from them.
The first thing I do is when somebody walks into my office and I say, hi, welcome, glad you're here. I said, listen, I'd like you to read a little something. And it's, what are our team member rules? How do we treat each other?
Mm-hmm.
Our guidelines, what it is that we're trying to do here, and again, how we operate. And if there's anything in that document, that one page that they can't live with,
mm-hmm.
then it's not going to be a good place for mm-hmm. them to work.
I think that's good. I think one of the things I believe, Paul, is that the best time to set to draw the line, to establish how you expect them to be treated, how you expect to be treated by them, is in the beginning. And I actually say this to my new employees. I'm saying this to you before we actually know each other, so that you know that there's no preconceived notions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's important. Carrots and Sticks Don't Work. The author is Dr. Paul Marciano, Marciano. Paul, will you come back another day?
I would be honored to.
It's been fun having you here. We'll do it again real soon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Paul Marciano, ladies and gentlemen. Check out his book, Wherever Books Are Sold. Now take a quick break. Back with one of my heroes, Karen Kerrigan, after these messages. Stay with us.
But when you're walking down the street, and you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.